abundance in all areas of my life. I attract amazing opportunities to my business and life. Is something you want to focus on. Be sure to use your affirmations in a mindful way. Feel them, don't just recite them. Also, create them in a way that feels right and powerful for you in a given moment. At first, it may seem to you that the affirmations don't work or don't do anything. You need to trust the process and be patient. You will realize the power of your efforts when you catch your inner voice guiding you in the right direction. For example, you feel like skipping your workout or a healthy meal. Then, all of a sudden, the affirmation you've been repeating for so many months comes in to save you in a very subconscious manner. It tells you, "Come on, that is not who you are. You love working out. You love fitness. You love going to the gym. You deserve a healthy, fit body." This happens only because several months earlier, you mindfully created an affirmation that said, "I deserve a healthy, fit body, and I just love going to the gym." Or perhaps you are on a call with a client. Your old self feels like undercharging for your services, but then you receive the guidance from the new, more empowered version of you that tells you, "Wait, that's not who you are. You deserve to charge more. People will appreciate your services and will want more of them." This happens because you mindfully came up with a powerful affirmation that said, "I attract amazing clients who value my work and are happy to pay higher prices. I deserve a business I love, and I deserve abundance through the work I do." Again, choose an affirmation that speaks to you in a positive way, or even an affirmation to which you have a negative or uncomfortable reaction. It's okay, because sometimes a strong negative reaction towards an affirmation or area of weakness means we need to really work on that specific area. The best emotional and long-lasting motivational growth happens here. Write the affirmations over and over again. You can also record it and listen to it while you are doing some things around the house. At first, it will feel weird, even a bit uncomfortable to listen to yourself, unless, of course, your profession is around acting, singing, or being a voice artist. But any feeling of discomfort is temporary and will soon offer you unexpected empowerment, exactly when you need it. Meditation to stay motivated? This one is my favorite, and you can easily do it, even if you are new to meditation. All you need to get started is the willingness to give your mind some space to let go of distractions. Think, 5 minutes of quiet time when you can be free and just focus on you. Before you begin your meditation, start with an intention. For example, "I am relaxed. I am focused. I am productive. I enjoy my dream house." You can also focus on your ultimate vision and in your mind go through various pictures from your vision board. Then, with your intention in mind, simply sit somewhere in your room or outside in nature. It's totally up to you. Sit cross-legged or in a way that feels good. Breathe slowly and deliberately, but don't force anything. Just let it come. Focus on your breath. Breathe in and out. In and out. Picture the air going into your lungs, resting there for a second, and then moving out. When any stressful thoughts creep in, relax, accept them, and go back to focusing on your breath. Meditation is a fantastic and very often undervalued tool to work on your motivation muscle. You see, meditation is about gently overcoming distractions by accepting them and bringing the focus back to your main thing, which, in the case of meditation, is your breath. Just like in life, there will be distractions, toxic people, and circumstances to put you to test, but you will be prepared to accept them. You won't feel guilty about them, and you will just go back to doing your main thing, getting closer to manifesting your vision. So, meditate and don't worry if your mind wanders. It's normal. Keep breathing in and out, like a steady heartbeat. Take at least 5 minutes a day to meditate and always be sure to start off with one clean intention. I know what you're thinking. Meditation for motivation? Really? After all, doesn't meditation have to do with just resting and being content? And if motivation is anything, it's the drive to achieve or gain something, right? But meditation is about more than contentment and peace of mind. Meditation is about clarity and living in an honest, straightforward relation to your world. Meditation does not just make a permanent dent on your cushion. It also makes a deep impact on the way you live your life and how you get and stay motivated. Besides, things go better when you are at peace with yourself. I know it can be challenging to find some self-care time for yourself, but something is better than nothing. 2 minutes a day, every day, will eventually compound. Just like with any goal in life, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Focus on the baby steps and enjoy the process. Even if you meditate for a few minutes before you go to bed, that works too, and you can set an intention to rest well, reconnect with your vision, and even allow your subconscious mind to give you answers to your questions while you sleep. By allowing yourself to close your eyes and meditate before you go to sleep, not only will you sleep better, but you will also wake up more energized and happier the next day. Also, give yourself some space to experiment and see what works for you. Each and every one of these rituals is, well, a ritual. You can't run a marathon without training, just like you can't change your life or do a 180 on one aspect of your life overnight. It's one small baby step at a time. Over time, the transformation will come. Throughout my ongoing journey of holistic self-help and spirituality, the lesson of ditching perfection for progress has been the hardest one to learn. When I first got started on mindful morning rituals, I would do one day of the practices from this chapter, not see a ton of change right away, and give up, feeling like a loser. Nope, nope, doesn't work that way. The trick is always, slow and steady wins the race. Start off with just a mini 5-minute mindful morning ritual you can commit to. See how you feel. For example, you can start off with journaling, then add in the affirmations, then the meditation. Or start off with whatever practice you feel attracted to now. Listen to your body and mind. They have all the answers. Follow your instincts. You can even keep switching between your favorite practices so that you don't get bored. The essence of doing all this is basically to grow your motivation muscle by aligning yourself with your core and your ultimate vision on a daily basis. It's about following up with a simple daily action plan that feels good and natural for you. Pretty soon, you'll have an awesome morning routine that will keep you in the moment, present, and ready to take on life's challenges at their core. At your core. Because your core is strong and ready for the tasks at hand. Conclusion. Be yourself. Embrace your uniqueness. Be the best you that you can be. Do not, for any reason, settle for less. We can elevate our frequency and push ourselves to be even better simply by working on our beliefs and inner game. When things don't go our way, allow yourself to take a step back. Revise your vision, drive, and motivation. Go through the exercises from this book several times. Are you still going in the direction you truly desire? Continue to stay the course, even though occasionally it may need to be revised. Reality will win out if you let it, so think big. Think fast. Think tall and wide. And deep and thoroughly. Know that you have the power to change someone's life, and most specifically, your own. Understand the value in that, and then go out and spread the love. Love conquers fear. Love unleashes your power and unstoppable motivation. We get one life, one. Get serious about changing it for the better. Because you truly can, you deserve to, and the world is a much better place because of your transformation that inspires those around you. Motivation and happiness can be found through many avenues, and for all of them, the journey itself is usually the joy. The destination is what we want to achieve, but it is in getting there that we constantly find out more about ourselves and our own uniqueness. It's the process that makes us stronger and grows our motivation muscle while helping us transform on a deeper level. And this is the most fascinating of all, who you become in the process of learning about your vision, ambitions, and motivations. Until we meet again in another book, be motivated, be happy, be strong inside and out. Sending you lots of love from here. Love, Elena. Questions? You can reach out to me via my blog, www.loaforsuccess.com. www.loaforsuccess.com. Until next time, Elena. Law of Attraction for Motivation. How to get and stay motivated to attract the life you have always wanted and be unstoppable. Written by Elena G. Rivers. Narrated by Bo Morgan. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.